painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 31st, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Ice agents and disruptions in Paso Robles reported on social media. Highway 41 between Chelan and Reef Station reopens. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with a half inch of rain. Highs in the mid-50s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills than 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Immigration and Customs Enforcement were seen in Paso Robles and in San Miguel this week. A video on social media dated for December 29th says agents were seen on the Spring Street exit for the northbound US 101 and heading towards San Miguel. Protesters allegedly followed some of these ICE vehicles in Paso Robles, honking their horns and others yelling through a bullhorn for ICE agents to, quote, get the blank out of their neighborhood. Paso Robles City Councilmember Chris Beal also posted on social media, quote, I'm so proud of all of the volunteers and caring neighbors. If you hear the horns, whistles, and bullhorns, go to them and bear witness. The City of Paso Robles is now accepting applications for the Housing Authority, Planning Commission, and Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee. Housing Authority applications are due January 30th and will be for two upcoming vacancies for four-year terms. The Planning Commission's applications are due January 29th and is for three upcoming vacancies of three-year terms. Applications for the Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee are due January 29th at 5 p.m. Applications are for two at-large membership positions, each a three-year term. Applications for each can be found on the City of Paso Robles website. Highway 41 between Chelan and Reef Station reopens. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The segment of Highway 41, whose closure started on Sunday night, has reopened. The section is from the 46 at the Chelan Y to Highway 33 at Reef Station. The closure began after a major rock slide on Sunday night caused a significant blockage. Concrete barriers have been installed on the roadway, topped with protective fencing, and work behind these bars off the road will continue next month, weather permitting. The annual New Year's Eve celebration for Paso Robles will take place tonight. Returning by popular demand, the city's New Year's Eve bonfire and concert starts at 7 p.m. with a countdown to midnight for the East Coast starting at 9. Event highlights include live music from the Lucky Devils Band, food trucks, beer, wine and cocktails, Dragon Knights, Stilt Walkers, and of course the spectacular bonfire, all with free admission. Chairs, dogs, or outside alcohol are not allowed inside the event area. Come celebrate New Year's Eve in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. The event will occur rain or shine. Even with rain on the forecast, Cayucos Beach will ring in the new year with its annual polar bear dip. This annual tradition starts at noon tomorrow, with a king tide also predicted. A king tide is when the Earth, Sun, and Moon are all in alignment, causing an exceptionally high tide for the area. The event includes costume contests and prizes, a live DJ, and don't forget to buy a shirt to support the Chamber of Commerce. Cal Fire and numerous lifeguards will be on site to ensure everyone is remaining safe. Come celebrate the new year at noon tomorrow at the Cayucos Pier. CHP will be entering another holiday enforcement period, this time for New Year's. The enforcement period starts at 6 tonight and will conclude just before midnight on Thursday, January 1st. CHP encourages drivers to follow traffic laws, slow down, and always drive sober. During last year's enforcement period for the new year, CHP reported 10 fatal crashes and 481 arrests statewide for driving under the influence. And here are some more laws going into effect for California in 2026. SB 766 allows a customer to return a used vehicle within 3 days of purchase. The law also requires auto dealers to disclose the full price of a vehicle and bans unwanted junk products and services that increase the price of a vehicle. AB 1299 waives or reduces fines for parking tickets if the owner of the vehicle can prove they are unable to pay the ticket in full due to homelessness or financial hardship. SB 243 requires companies that provide chatbots to remind users they believe to be minors are they are interacting with artificial intelligence and not a human. Operators must also prevent the talk of suicide or self-harm by AI chatbots. SB 760 requires that all K-12 public and charter schools have at least one gender-neutral bathroom on each of their campuses. AB 3216 requires that California school districts adopt policies that limit or prohibit the use of smartphones while they are on campus. In sports for the NFL, on Saturday, the Buccaneers will face the Panthers. The 49ers will go against the Seahawks. On Sunday the 4th, KPRL will have the Cowboys and Giants, the Raiders and Chiefs, and then the Ravens and Steelers. In the NBA, yesterday, the Clippers beat the Kings 131-90, the Pistons over the Lakers 128-109, the Celtics beat the Jazz 129-119. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Hornets, the Thunder will go against the Trailblazers, the Wizards will face the Bucks, the Nuggets will go against the Raptors, and the Knicks will face the Spurs. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California Headline News. Forecasters in Southern California now say there's a near 100% chance of rain during tomorrow's Rose Parade.
We're not going to let a little rain dampen our spirits. You know, people are out here visiting from many other states.
Lisa Dedarian with the Pasadena Police Department. The 137th annual Rose Parade set for tomorrow morning in Pasadena ahead of the New Year's Day Rose Bowl game between Alabama and Indiana. California Snowpack Survey showing the state will begin the year with nearly a quarter of the snow needed to reach peak levels for spring.
We're really going to be looking into the storm systems that we receive in the coming months to get us to our April 1 average.
Angelique Fabiani-Leon with the Department of Water Resources saying the water content of the snowpacks is at 50% of average for this time of year, 21% of the average for April 1st when the Sierra snowpack is typically at its peak. Gas prices in the state continuing to dip, now at $4.26 a gallon. That's down 3 cents from last week, 30 cents from last month, 9 cents lower than at this time last year. Jeff Scott, California News.
Everybody loves the season of giving, but now the season of paying for it is upon us. That not-so-wonderful time of the year when millions of Americans open their credit card statements, stare in horror at the balance, and resolve then and there to find new ways to save money. If you're among those Americans, why not start by cutting your wireless bill in half right now with Pure Talk's Saver Plan? It's easy. You'll get unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigs of high-speed data on a super-fast, nationwide 5G network for just $20 a month. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Ho, ho, ho! And if you're active or former military or a first responder, you'll save an additional 20% every single month. That's #250. Say Mike Rowe for the gift that keeps on saving from America's wireless company. Pure Talk.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free 9-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your SLO County Golf Card before January 1st.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California wine grape growers continued this year to remove vineyards as the sector contends with an oversupply of grapes due to a global downturn in wine sales. Sonoma County grower Andrew Sforcini said his 2025 crop turned out well, but like many wine grape growers, he struggled to sell the fruit. It was hard to find a buyer. If you're lucky and have your crop sold, you're doing well. But if you don't have your crop sold or have half your crop sold, it's very challenging times, Sforcini told AgAlert in a field report, adding he had reduced his acreage in response to the wine grape market. We removed a percentage of acreage this growing season that we couldn't sell. We're going to remove a little more. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Cloudy today with a half inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with another half inch of rain, low 50s, southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Showers early tomorrow, then partly cloudy for the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Saturday, continuing into Wednesday next week. About a half inch of rain on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Showers on Tuesday with about a 50% chance, and on Wednesday. Upper 50s Friday, low 60s Saturday, mid-50s on Sunday, upper 50s Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, 59 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and showering in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 721.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Chip-making giant NVIDIA may be looking to snap up another company, according to reports.
An Israeli AI startup called AI21 Labs. This company harnesses AI for super productivity, so businesses can do the most with what they've got. The price tag? $3 billion, reportedly. Their employees have rare expertise in the field. NVIDIA is expanding in Israel.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti. Shares of Nike, one of the market movers to the upside, this after a report from financial data provider Verity that a board member, Robert Holmes Swan, added some 8,700 shares to his holdings. This is a short while after we learned that Apple CEO Tim Cook, who's also a director at the athletic apparel maker, added around 50,000 shares, which would increase his stake by some 90%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
The Wednesday Farmers Market on East Mall in Atascadero is now operating with winter hours 3 to 5. Buy fall and winter produce, strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, pie, scones, and tamales. And if you can't make it Wednesday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Paso Robles on Tuesday, Templeton on Saturday, or Baywood on Mondays. Farmers Market, open rain or shine. Check out social media for live updates.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, to join us on this final day of 2025.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you.
This afternoon on Sound Off, Karen will be in, and she's going to be doing some, kind of a review and updates on some of the top stories of 2025, including a recent one here in Paso Robles, to discuss the recent ICE activity and one city council person going on social media. And also a council person, Mr. Chris Bausch, will be in. If you're just joining us, and you may have heard a portion of what Chris said, that the council person, Beal, she said, "I'm so proud of all the volunteers and caring neighbors." Beal wrote on social media on Tuesday, "If you hear the horns, whistles, and bullhorns, go to them and bear witness." Apparently, she's proud of people going up to and shouting it out. ICE agents, get the F out of the neighborhood. That's you want to associate yourself with people like that. And it's okay then for ICE agents, who in some cases have warrants for criminals, that you're okay with keeping them in the city that you profess to love. Yeah, that's pretty good responsibility as a council person, Beal. I want to see how you dance out of this. I want to see how you dance out of this one. But she has a right, because it's social media and it's not connected with the city. Okay. That's what we use. That's why we have a lot of cowards that are serving the public. And also to put a little heat on the Paso Robles Police Department because of social media. I'm not saying that she did, but social media kind of said, well, congratulations to the Paso Police Department for interfering with ICE agents. The Paso Robles Police Department they did not interfere or are working with ICE agents. They don't need this extra. They're doing a fine job as it is. They don't need people on social media doing this crap. They don't need them doing this crap. All these people should be ashamed of themselves. As I said last hour, you want criminals living in your neighborhood? Then great, live in the neighborhood. Don't ask for help. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I'm kind of appalled that one of our council members would be supporting an illegal group. That sounds to me like something for a recall or some addressing at a meeting of some sort.
Well, okay, could we be so drastic? Because recalls generally don't work.
I just think she ought to be voted out next time she's up. I think she's a short-termer, isn't she?
How about she resign?
That'd be nice. I don't think she's... If the person who would support ICE or protest ICE like that will not resign because she knows she's doing the right thing in her own mind.
Well, there's...
She's a justice warrior, huh?
You know, there's pressure that comes from the citizens, and also there's pressure that can come within the city council itself.
Yes, I think that should all be done. I think she should actually be almost like some of those crazy sects where you get shunned, you know?
Well, you see, this is the world we live in, Dr. Rex, and I know you know this, but we will have a city attorney say, well, you know, this it wasn't city business, so she has a right to do this. And most of the other council members will fall in place with that. I don't think that they will say anything.
Well, that's a shame, because I think it's just another symbol or symptom of the incredible divide that's taking over our country as we speak. I mean, this one more thing that we've caused a new divide now. We didn't have enough before, but all these immigrants who've come in here illegally, who shouldn't be here in the first place, now we're trying to get them out, and the people are protesting that.
Well,
so another reason to be divided.
Well, particularly the ones that, again, there were some warrants that they have, they're criminals other than coming into the country illegally.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, of course, remember the Morilito boat lift? It's kind of like more of the same.
Right. But again, I don't think, maybe one council person, and I think we know who that is, Chris, would say something, or they'll be told not to bring it up at the meeting, because I'll go back to, well, she didn't do this representing the city.
But it doesn't really matter. But she's an emissary of the city because she's on the council.
Well, I was just going to bring that up. Even if you, when you work for companies, they have certain things in the rules and regulations.
Yes,
You are representing the company at all times.
People have been fired for doing things on their private lives that interfere with the company's image many times. And then they sign some sort of agreement when they sign up that they will not participate in such and such and such a thing because it's bad for the company's image as their representative, and they get fired. And it stands up in court.
It does. Now, when you mentioned that, the divide, and I'm not disputing that, but what I'm questioning is, How is it divided if you have an elected official that wants people to interfere with ICE? What's the division there?
What's the division? Well, there are those that want it and those that support ICE and those that don't. I suppose that's the division.
Well,
black and white.
I think it's black and white. There's right and there's wrong.
Correct. These guys, the people, and look what's happening with just. They say that what's happening with the Somali community in Minnesota is a drop in the bucket compared to what's happening with the welfare fraud here in our state. But we don't know because we got such a left-leaning government in our state, a Democratic supermajority. They don't seem to care.
Well, as I said, again, I don't mean this literally, but if the people in the communities want to fight ICE coming into the communities trying to clean it up, then let them live in it.
Well, I saw a great comment the other day in one of the social posts where this person was protesting ICE and saying that they deserve to be here. And so they asked the person, well, we've got three immigrants here. We need a place to stay. Can we put them up at your place? Oh, hell no. You know, so it's not in my backyard. As long as it's not in my backyard, it's an okay thing.
Well, that's usually the case, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I've seen it, and I've talked about it for years.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't inconvenience me, I don't care what it does to you. That's kind of like the me-first attitude that's predominating our country and ruining it.
Well, it is, but we just need more people to step up. You can't have the same people trying to do the work all the time. Now, I realize that that's a tall order.
Yeah.
Because most people just want to be left alone. You know, they don't want to have to deal with crap, but you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty good when you leave me alone, but you start messing with me, I get right up in your face.
But the messing with you, and I, you know, we think as an individual, but as a whole, we need to do something.
Yeah, the silent majority needs to get loud. If there is a majority.
Oh, I think there is.
I do too.
I do too, but I don't know why that they don't.
Complacency.
Because when things go too far, it's too late.
Yeah, you've crossed the line of the point of no return, as you're saying.
Yeah, because then things become it's normal.
Yeah. I agree.
So we
adjust them to the discomfort, and it's not a discomfort anymore. It's just something you ignore.
Right. We allow behaviors that are wrong, but we're told, well, if you don't allow that behavior, you're whatever name they want to.
You're a racist or a bigot or something like that.
Right. They call you a name, so then it becomes the norm. Whether it's, and I talked with the girls the other day about allowing a boy into a girl's restroom or locker room.
Oh no, they're getting complacent about that now?
Yes.
Oh,
so
gosh.
Then it becomes normal behavior, and in 10 years from now, it is considered the norm.
Well, they talked about the slippery slope. If we do this, then it's a slippery slope, and I think that's coming to be the case in more ways than one, in more directions than one.
It's a decay in the moral character of the country.
Yep, I don't disagree. And on another note, I'm thinking about breaking my string of Cayucas appearances on New Year's Day because with the rain, the wind, the weather, the cold, and the king tide, which means there'll be almost no beach, it's going to pretty much ruin the event.
Well, last hour I referred to the difference between amateur and a pro.
Well, I guess you're calling me an amateur now?
Yeah, because
I'm not offended.
Well, you have no choice because, yeah. And it wasn't personal because I made the analogy that I've always considered New Year's Eve as amateur night anyway. So
yeah, well, New Year's Eve is a dead night for me anyway. I don't really care.
It's no big deal. But for those people who are going to back out because you get a little wet, then you are an amateur, and the ones who will show up are the true professionals, and they are being commended.
The dip is not as much as going in the water as much as the whole festival leading up to it as well. The people partying on the beach, the costume competition, it's all going to be a wet blanket this year.
Well, I
20 mile an hour wind in the rain.
Well,
you can't even get warm when you get out now. I guess I'm an amateur.
Well, that's why, you know, you have a blanket and you get a nice sweatshirt or something like that. But I do know about on portions of Cayucas there, if that tide comes in, you're up almost to the parking lot.
Well, a king tide can come almost up to the seawall.
Yeah, it's I've been down there where I had to have my chair almost in the parking lot because the water was coming up so high.
And where are the 5,000 people going to go if there's no beach?
Well, they won't get 5,000, so the professionals will figure it out.
Yeah, they're right. They're only the hardcore people. I might go there just to watch what's going on and not go in. I'll have to decide.
Well, here's a suggestion. If you're going to go down to watch, then you might as well be prepared to go in because it'll probably get to you.
I don't disagree. Okay. I don't disagree. I guess I'll have to make a decision on the spot.
Because whenever I'm near water, I want to jump in.
Yeah, I used to love the body surf. I've not body surfed Cayucas. Is that a good place to go for body surfing?
I find it the most consistent on the coast because I used to go to Avila.
I know. There's not much waves there, though.
I just don't like Avila Beach. It's too whatever for me. And plus, I have a little private spot that I get to and I can park, and I'm only 20 yards from the beach. So
you're talking about a little bit south of where the pier is?
Yeah. Yeah, it's south of
the pier. I know those areas, yeah.
And I figured it out, and it's nice, and it's just very nice. So I like the consistency in the waves. So.
Yeah, it's usually a pretty good wave there. Even though sometimes on the morning before the polar bear dip, all the surfers are out because there's waves, and then they pull them in to the area where the dive's gonna where the dip's gonna be, and they get them out of the water because they don't want the boards and the bodies in the same location.
Well, one of the things I've noticed because I've been going down to this particular area for 16 years is even if the waves aren't that big, you can still get a good ride out of them.
You get a good ride?
Yeah.
That's... Yeah, I grew up down in Southern California. My father taught us to body surf when I was 5 years old, but we always tried to get up the shore as far as he did. But he was a lot heavier and a lot more extra, you might say, flotation at the time.
That's funny. That's about the same age my dad took me and, basically threw me in the ocean.
Right. We grew up 10 miles from the beach down in Southern California, so it was like a weekend event.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was great memories.
It was. It is. It was. It was a lot of fun. And I have a really great ride, and I think, man, I'm right on the beach. I looked to my left, and there was Dad 5 feet ahead of me. Damn.
Yeah, that's fun stuff. But
did you ever experience or hear about the wedge down in the Laguna Beach area?
No.
Oh, God, they get this wedge, and these waves that break it. There's a jetty that goes out, so the wave breaks in a V-shape. And the wedge is when the two Vs come together and break, then it throws a stream of water up into the air. And I got out there one day on a big day and caught the wave at the right point and got right in the middle of that flume when it threw me up in the air, and I'm 15 feet in the air looking down at the sand because all the water sucked out to join the wave, you know? Very intimidating.
Well, one of the things that I have, and again, this has to do with birthdays. If there's a really big wave, I let it break and then I catch it because my body, I don't want it to get beat and thrown to the ocean floor because I'll probably break in half.
Well, I always thought you caught the wave at the point of its wall and before it broke, but you find a way to cut it after it breaks.
Yeah, I find I get a better ride that way.
You got a wetsuit on too, so that gives you a little more flotation, right?
Yeah. That helps a lot. So you know, you kind of figure out. And again, if it's too big, some of them they crash right down. They don't crash at so you can ride it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yep. So, but it's fun anyway.
Well, yeah, wait, sometimes, I used to surf down in Southern California, and you'd count the waves and wait for that last outsider to come in on your board.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that when you're body surfing?
What do you mean, the outsider?
Well, sometimes there's a set of waves always coming up, uneven numbers, 3, 5, whatever the set is.
Oh, yeah. But,
and oftentimes the last one in the set is the biggest one.
No, not necessarily. What I like to do is I like to catch the double wave.
When two waves come together.
Yeah, when they come together, because you get hit, and then the next one's 2 seconds behind, and it just, you just rock it to the beach. It's fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a good. I got to go get a wetsuit and get back in the water. That sounds like something I'd really like to do. I thought about trying to go surfing again. That's too much at my age, but I think I could still body surf if I got a wetsuit and fins. I think I could probably pull it off.
Yeah, I don't use a fin, but I use the boots to keep my feet warm. All right.
When I grew up down in Southern California, the water was 72 degrees in the summer, so it wasn't a problem.
It's a little different up here.
I know.
All right.
I know.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I'm the guy that likes to do over the falls. So if it's too big, it's not worth it. I'm 63 now. Too big, I duck. Because the washing machine thing sucks, and driven into the sand sucks.
So, yeah, going straight to the bottom, it's when you get older, it just hurts.
Kind of bends you funny.
It does. So I can catch the second one. And again, everybody gets their own technique and know the waves that they like. And after doing it so many years, and as I was talking to Rex just now, the big ones aren't necessarily the best riders.
No, not at all. I mean, the best ones are you get lifted up quite a bit, and then it's like you're riding a cloud. And you're up on top of it, and it's amazing. But, the alternative is when your body tilts more than 45 degrees, and you know you're heading to a bad place. I like shooting an arm out or something to kind of break the hit to the sand. But
you almost know that right away, too. Go, damn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, this is not great. Okay, I'll probably survive. But, yeah, I've body surfed out, like, Thanksgiving one year. There was just pounding. And, you just wait for you duck the big ones and wait for the ones that are reasonably sized so you don't destroy yourself.
Yep, that's true. That's true. A couple of times when I went, in October when the waves are generally pretty good, the surfers are way out. And the waves at that time, they're so big that they would break once way out, and then they would build up and break again, but not as big.
Yeah. I don't know. I know you love Cayucas. I like Avila because it tends not to have the sand pounders because the beach is so flat. So you tend to have water underneath you.
Where I go in Cayucas, I haven't really had that problem.
Yeah, it's pretty flat. Is it more towards the pier or out towards the other areas?
No, I'm south of the pier.
Okay.
I go, I'm probably maybe, I don't know, a mile south of the pier.
Okay.
And it's good. And also, it's usually sand, not rocks.
Right. Yeah, rocks are bad. rocks will make you feel sad really quick.
Yeah, that's true. But it's fun either way. It's fun either way.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're up against the clock.
Have a great day, Kevin. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, and we're heading over here.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Immigration and Customs Enforcement were seen in Paso Robles and in San Miguel this week. A video on social media says agents were seen on Spring Street exiting to the northbound 101 and heading towards San Miguel. Protesters allegedly followed some of these ICE vehicles in Paso Robles, honking their horns with others yelling for ICE to leave the neighborhood. A segment of Highway 41, whose closure started on Sunday night, was reopened. The section from Highway 46 at the Chelan Y to Highway 33 at Reeve Station, concrete barriers have been installed on the roadway, with work behind these barriers off the road to continue next month. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with about a half inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Countdown to 2026. Arriving first in New Zealand and New York City's security lockdown in Times Square was the earliest in memory. Police choppers and metal pens up before the sun for hundreds of thousands jamming in now to watch the crystal ball drop, followed moments later by the swearing-in of socialist Mayor Zoran Mamdani downtown. The Trump administration is freezing federal child care funding in Minnesota as Homeland Security investigates the Somali fraud scandal, estimated at $9 billion. Things to do by midnight. Make your last charity donations for the year. Good for a tax deduction. This year gives better tax benefits than next, especially for high earners before a new 0.5% adjusted gross income floor kicks in for itemizers. But at least we're promised best tax refund year yet. America's listening to Fox News.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
This December, experience Allegretto Vineyard Resort's monthly culinary tour of Italy, bringing the flavors of Lombardy, Italy to Paso Robles. Start your day with their golden Italian holiday bread with disaronno custard and whipped mascarpone. For lunch, enjoy slow-braised pork shanks served with saffron risotto and roasted vegetables. Dinner features rustic Italian favorites from cheese-filled fritters to wood-fired sausage with lentils and kale. Every Thursday and Friday, indulge in their four-course tasting menu ending with a pear and chestnut tart with vanilla ice cream. Seating is limited, so make reservations. Come taste Italy only at Allegretto.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, more rain on the way. 99% chance and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with periods of rain tonight and overnight, and that's guaranteed tonight. Now, tomorrow, we're down to 60% showers early with some sunshine later in the day. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. Highs for your first day of the new year in the upper 50s. Perfect for a dip in the ocean. And then, let's see here, as I mentioned, some AM showers on Thursday. Friday, we're down to about a 25% chance of rain. 60 up to a 90% chance of rain. Saturday, 60. Sunday, about an 80% chance of rain. Mid-50s, upper 50s Monday. Rain, about 60% chance. Tuesday, about a 55% chance, low 60s. And a week from today, about a 45% chance, upper 50s. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 713 AM, 508 PM, we are at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. One block north of the park. All right, the tax babies. Getting it in, doing your job. Nicholas DeLong, Brandon Ziltz, Clifford Bruin, Bob Grogan, Mike McGranahan, J. Wesley Rhodes, Gene Iverson, Lloyd Rasmussen, Lloyd Rasmussen, Donovan Schmidt, it didn't sound right. Tony Wallace, I think he has two birthdays this month, if I'm not mistaken. He usually on those lists twice here. Jessica Fullerton, and then... Let's see here. Joel and Carol Louise Riley, all in one. Okay, happy birthday and happy anniversary to you. And let's see here. On my right-hand side, some folks no doubt you have heard of. George Marshall, the Marshall Plan, 1880-1959. Jules Stein, what a songwriter he was. Three Coins in a Fountain and Others, 1905-1994.
Onward we go. Sons of the Pioneers. Pratt Brady, the musician and comedian. He was born in 1914, died in 1972. The Arizona Cowboy, Rex Allen, 1920, 1999. From the Four Freshmen. Yes, indeed. Ross Barber, 1928, 2011. Oh, Miss Odetta, 1930, 2008. Anthony Hopkins, Silence of the Lambs. And what was he? He was also in that, what was that movie with, with Anne Margaret, with the ventriloquist? What was the name of that? I forget. Anyway, he was born in 1937. Onward we go. We have Sarah Miles, 1941. From the Grassroots, Terry Furlong, 1942. Pilot, John Denver, 1943. He was killed in that crash in 1997. Ben Kingsley, 1943. Onward we go. Cliff Ritchie, pretty good tennis player, 1946. Diane von Furstenberg, the fashion designer, 1946. From the Guess Who, Burton Cummings, 1947. National Lampoon's Tim Matheson, 1947. She was a very nice lady, and we lost her much too young. Donna Summer, 1948, 2012. How'd you like to be born with the name of Golden Richards? He was born in 1950. I think he's gone. More on him. Babe Newith from the Cheers, 1958. Val Kilmer, 1959. We just lost him recently. He made the movie Tombstone, the second version. Rick Aguilera, not a bad baseball player, 1961. Onward we go on the list. Brian Russell, forward, 1970. He was a pretty good hoopster. Brent Barry, son of, 1971. From the New Kids on the Block, Joe McIntyre, 1972. Who else do we have? Gabby Douglas, the gymnast, 1995. And that is it. Passing away on this day, oh boy, she was a treasure in many things. Betty White, 2021, one of my favorites of all time. I still have the AP wire clippings of the day he crashed because I came running down to the station and I was listening to the Wolfman Jack show down there at 28th Street, and I heard when he was doing his top 500, the late Rick Nelson, and I go, what? So I called the guy, Steve Richards, who was working at the time, and I came down to the station. I got all the AP stories on Rick Nelson. I still have them. It was 1985. The inventor of the six-pack, Virgil Brown. Thank you, sir. 1979. Shecky Green passed away in 2023. Cale Yarborough, race car guy, to 2023. And I believe that is, oh, William Christopher from MASH, 2016. Wayne Rogers from MASH, 2015. Natalie Cole, 2015. My goodness. And who else? That is it? Yes, it is. All right. All right, going to the top of the list today because nothing really knocked me out. His real first name was John. John Golden Richards. Now, he was born in Salt Lake City, went to Brigham Young University. And he was pretty good. He was pretty good. He was an outstanding athlete. He was All-State in many sports there in Utah and so forth and so on. And anyway, they didn't have a passing offense, but he was still pretty good, all kinds of honors and so forth and so on. And then he transferred to the University of Hawaii. Now, one of the reasons was academic. Anyway, Golden Richards enjoyed himself, particularly in Hawaii, and he was drafted in the second round by the Dallas Cowboys, ended up as a world champion with the Cowboys, started for a couple of years, if I'm not mistaken. I think he may have replaced future Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, Bob Hayes. How about that? He was made to start at wide receiver over Bullet Bob Hayes. Played a couple of years with the Dallas Cowboys and then was traded to the Denver Bears, then the Broncos, and his career was kind of short-lived. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and he passed away in 2024 at the age of 73. Golden Richards, just the name, he goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The annual New Year's Eve celebration for Pass Robles will take place tonight. Returning by popular demand, the city's New Year's Eve bonfire and concert starts at 7, with a countdown to midnight for the East Coast starting at 9. The event will occur, rain or shine. And even with rain on the forecast, Cayucas Beach will ring in the new year with its annual polar bear dip. This tradition starts at noon tomorrow, with a king tide also predicted. Cal Fire and numerous lifeguards will be on site to ensure everyone is remaining safe. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with a half inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Kind of ironic, when he was with the BYU Cougars, by the way, he was one of the fastest players not only for the Cougars but in college football at the time. He wore number 22 in honor of Bob Hayes. Golden Richards. All right, one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.